Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring lesser-known Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, David Ruffin, his older brother Jimmy Ruffin, the Originals, Brenda Holloway, Shorty Long, and Tom Clay. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature lesser-known Motown artists.
Walking out the door. listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
There's a train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I've served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got. But the sweet things she said in her letters made her time disappear. Oh yeah, she said no other arms will I let hold me, 'cause in your arms is where I wanna be.
So when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
Your soul.
Motown memory from Jimmy Ruffin, Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got, that reached number 29 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1967. Before that, his younger brother, David Ruffin, with Walk Away from Love, reaching number 9 from 1975. And we started this hour with the Velvettes, a Motown memory's favorite artist. He was really saying something. And that reached number 64 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1965. And the Velvettes had 6 charting singles on the Motown record label. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, a great song that didn't get a lot of popularity on the charts, except for the disco chart, where it reached number 1 for 1 week in 1976. Coming up, the Originals, Down to Love Town. Well, the Originals were often called Motown's best-kept secret. They were a successful Motown rhythm, blues, and soul group during the late 60s and early 70s, and they were most notable for their hits Baby I'm For Real, The Bells, and the disco classic coming up called Down to Love Town. They were formed in 1966, and the group originally consisted of bass singer Freddie Gorman, baritone and the group's founder Walter Gaines, and tenor C.P. Sensor and Hank Dixon. They had all previously sung in other Detroit groups, where C.P. Spencer having been an original member of the Spinners. Well, Freddie Gorman was a member of the Holland Dozier and Holland production and writing team, and he was one of the co-writers of Motown's first number one pop hit, Please Mr. Postman, because he was a mailman. Here are the Originals, Down to Love Town, right here on Motown.
Hey, you in the mirror.
Moving on, I'm coming back.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Every little bit hurts. Every little bit hurts. Every night I cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold, yet you won't let me go. Every little hurt counts. Every little hurt counts. You say you're coming home, yet you never phone. Leave me all alone, my love isn't strong for you. This loneliness you've given me. I can't go on giving my life away. You're the boy who has to say when I should play. Yet you hurt me, desert me.
Brenda Holloway with Every Little Bit Hurts, her highest charting song, reaching number 13 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1964. She had six charting 45s altogether, and we started with the originals and Down to Love Time, reaching number 47 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1976, and the originals had five charting 45s. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, Shawty Long and Here Comes the Judge, right here on Motown Memories.
Hear ye, the court's in session, the court's in session. Now, here come the judge, here come the judge.
Here come the judge, here come the judge.
Man?
No, Your Honor.
Does he look like the man?
No, Your Honor.
Well, I'm what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Anybody see my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone?
We're at the trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Got your cold days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Ripper Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Get the gun. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
His hand is frozen.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right.
Everybody, please.
That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Tom Clay with What the World Needs Now is Love, Abraham, Martin, and John, reaching number 8 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1971. The musical group The Blackberries sang backup vocals on that song. And at the time, Tom Clay was a DJ in L.A. on radio station KGBS. And we started with Shawty Long and Here Comes the Judge, reaching number 8 from 1968. Here Comes the Judge was a recurring gag line in the United States television show called Laughing. And the judge in this recording was Purvis Jackson of the Spinners. Well, this half hour, we featured lesser-known Motown artists. So coming up after the break, we'll continue with lesser-known Motown artists. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.